light shield, give it now to a tired fighter, and slip his own arm in a heavier one. The attentive soldiers acted on his words, while Diomedes, Odysseus, and Agamemnon, wounded as they were, kept all in order. Down the ranks they made exchange of gear, good gear to good men, poor to the inferior. And when hard bronze was fitted to their bodies, all moved out. Poseidon took the lead, in his right fist a blade fine-edged as lightning that mortals may not parry in grievous war. For blinding fear makes men stand back from it. Hector drew up the Trojan lines opposing, and now the blue-maned god of sea and Hector brought to a dreadful pitch the clash of war, one giving heart to Trojans, one to Argives. Waves of the sea ran berserk toward the Argive huts and ships as the two armies closed with a great cry. No surge from open sea, whipped by a norther, buffets down on land with such a roar, nor does a forest fire in mountain valleys blazing up through woods, nor storm wind in the towering boughs of oaks when at its height it rages, make a roar as great as this, when Trojans and Achaeans hurled themselves at one another. Hector drove at Ajax first with his great spear, as Ajax had swung round at him. He hit him at that point where two belts crossed on his chest, one for his shield, one for his studded sword, and both together saved his skin. In rage, because the missile left his hand in vain, Hector fell back in ranks, away from danger. But as he drew away, Telamonian Ajax picked up one of the wedging stones, for ships rolled out there, many at the fighter's feet, and smote him in the chest, above his shield rim, near his throat. The impact spun him round, reeling like a spent top. As an oak tree under the stroke of Father Zeus goes down root and branch, and deadly fumes of brimstone rise from it, and no man's courage keeps him facing it if he sees it, Zeus's bolt being rough indeed, so all Hector's elan now dropped in dust. He flung his spear, his shield and helm sank down with him, his blazoned armor clanged about him. Yelling Achaean soldiers ran toward him, hoping to drag him off, and they made play with clumps of spears. But none could wound or hit the marshal of the Trojans, being forestalled by the Trojan peers, Aeneas, Polydamas, and Agenor, Sarpedon, chief of Lycians, and Glaucus. None of the rest neglected him, but over him all held up their round shields.